I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. The Federal Communications Commission plans to slap Fox Broadcasting with the biggest fine ever levied for indecency on television. Fox has 30 days to appeal a proposed $1.2 million punishment for airing an episode last April of the program Married by America. To find out more, we're joined by Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, remind us why the FCC is so upset about Married by America.
There were only 6 episodes of this reality TV show. It paired single men and women at parties that featured some explicit sexual activities. The show got terrible ratings, but it aired before 10 p.m. when children were likely to be watching. So the FCC is proposing to fine each of the 169 Fox TV stations that aired the program $7,000. That's almost $1.2 million total, twice the record which was set last month for the fine on CBS for airing that Super Bowl entertainment program that included a quick shot of Janet Jackson's breast.
Right. Now, is it true the FCC appears to be stepping up its scrutiny of indecency?
Absolutely. We're seeing 2 trends. Over-the-air broadcasters are losing audience to cable, where there are fewer restrictions on nudity and violence. So to keep their viewers, the free media have been putting more racy programs on the air. And secondly, there's a growing activism by interest groups who think there's too much graphic sex and violence on TV, and they're letting government regulators know. For example, the FCC got 159 complaints about that episode of Married by America.
Mm-hmm. Any sign that broadcasters in general are feeling pressure from the FCC?
Most live programs these days, including award shows, even NASCAR races, are on a 5 or 10 second delay now, so obscenities and other objectionable things can be quickly bleeped out. Robert Thompson at Syracuse University's Center for the Study of Popular Television says broadcasters are getting the message.
CBS took off its Victoria's Secret underwear specials, which I'm sure nobody is crying too many tears over. But there were other things that happened when the FCC started rattling their sabers after the Super Bowl, including little cuts that were made in shows like ER and NYPD Blue and that kind of thing. Broadcasting tends to be a very timid media, and I think we have to be very careful, you know, how much we're allowing the federal government to control content.
Yeah, John, but that aside, $1.2 million fine isn't a big hit for a big company like Fox.
Yeah, Thompson called it chump change for Fox. They do take issue with the fine, and they're making rumblings like they will appeal it, although they haven't said what they're going to do. So we'll try to keep an eye on that, on their response at Marketplace. And also tonight, we'll have a primer on some of the economic and financial issues that we're expecting in tonight's presidential debate.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, John.
Thank you.